troubles on your mind. But when I'm gone,
when I'm gone,
long gone,
long gone,
you're gonna wake up and find your dad gone.
Oh, folks know Joe Newberry's music at all. He's one of my favorite guys. Great musician. The song's called The Darker the Night, the Better I See.
I'm on the tongue. Most all my life. My day begins at the edge of night. And I stay up late. It don't bother me. The darker the night, the darker the night, the better I see. Sun goes down, find a shady spot, and that's where I'll be. The darker the night, the darker the night, the better I see. Well, my pitiful rain has about three quarters. But I guarantee that you won't get bored. It starts getting good around a quarter to three. Oh, the darker the night, the darker the night, the better I see. My time of love are the lights of town. I thank the Lord above. The sun goes down, find a shady spot, that's where I'll be. Oh, the darker the night, the darker the night, the better I see.
Northern Adirondack. Adirondack Mountains of New York State. That's the fifth, folks. That's Mike Barber on the bass. And the gentleman with the sunny disposition here on the five-string banjo is my older brother. We come from northern New York State as well. Grew up on a dairy farm, a farm that had been our family for well over 100 years. And we grew up doing that. And so we started playing music. He's a great banjo player, songwriter, singer. That's my older brother, Eric.
Thank you. And the popular one, the one that seems to have brought his own fan club here. We're not used to this. The rest of the band's not used to this. But you found your people.
I did.
He's a great singer, a good writer, a good guitar man. Lee Gibson, folks.
Bill Monroe liked this one so much that he named it after himself. It's called Big Mom. He did that on the farm a lot. It's called A Farm of Yesterday.
In a pickup truck behind the cows, riding in the pasture, I'll miss those mountain souls. Sitting to the right hand of a hard-working man, backs against the border every day, staring at the mountains till the sound I fill my mouth, breakfast on that farm of yesterday. We see a mother smile, like the home they saw all the while, the good times and bad. Happy with her lot of life, proud to be a farmer's wife, that makes me kind of sad. To think our father always felt like he had let us down, when time to tell the farming didn't pay. But he should know we saw him as a king, we still do, memories of that farm. Baby, old and bigger now, they got more land, they got more cows. Baby, they have found a better way. It's hard to say, but I miss that old farm of yesterday.
Feel like I could die. through with counting the stars above. But here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
A song 10 or 12 years ago, I guess, and he came to me with it. He said, what do you think? A song about a father and a son who were not getting along, I guess would be the easy way to put it. And I said, well, why don't you write it from the point of view of two brothers? So we did. It seemed more natural. It's called The Ragged Man.
Thank you.
You guys having a good time here at Del Fest? Jealous, we have to leave tonight. I've been here, I've been here since Sunday. I don't really want to go. But they said they'd escort me out if I didn't leave, so. It won't validate my parking any longer. Do a song by Chris Henry right now. one that Eric wrote with our buddy Roy Hurd. I first saw Del McCurry, the first time I ever saw him in person. I think it was 1992 or 3. He was playing a festival in the Catskills. And it just struck me, you know, seeing him walk across the festival grounds, and I thought maybe someday I could be like him. And then I started losing my hair. I knew it would never be. But I realized it was for many other reasons other than the hair. He's just such a cool guy. Appreciate him, and Gene Happy is here. Happy Festival. We're going to do one that we wrote with Sean Kemp. Any folks know Sean Kemp's music? Great writer. Great singer. Great head of hair, too. It's called Something Coming to Me. Don't know how to pray.
I remember seeing Del McCurry too up in Maine back when I guess probably about 1992, and we were just getting started, and he and the boys were just so nice to us and so encouraging, and that's the bluegrass way, isn't it? At least that's the Del McCurry way. We have not done a fiddle tune yet. That's a sin, isn't it? Doing a bluegrass set if you don't do one. This is Clayton Campbell. He grew up in Western Kentucky. His mother and father owned a venue out in Draftonville called the Kentucky Opera. And he grew up playing country and bluegrass music, playing on stage of the Kentucky Opera. He even got to back up Merle Haggard and Ray Price when he was younger. So playing with the Gibbs brothers is a little bit of a letdown for him. But
are you ready? Did you rosin up your bow? You did earlier. You sure you got enough ammo? You see, I used to be a fiddle player. When I was a teenager, I'm a championship fiddle player, actually. I won the Camp YMCA Fiddle Championships, the International Fiddle Championships in Jericho, New York, back in 1986. Thank you. So Clay gets a little nervous when he plays fiddle around me now and again because I'm award-winning. And I retired after winning that championship, and it's the only trophy I kept throughout high school. Likely the only one I got, but it's the only one I still have. It's in our camp, displayed in the windowsill. And it felt great to win, but it wasn't quite as satisfying as I imagined it would have been had I had any competitors in my category to defeat. See, it was just me. It didn't have the same feel. But don't get nervous. Just play it the way you feel it, and I'll talk to you about it after the show where you can improve.
Thank you.
was back then too. But I love the fiddle. I play a different style than Clayton when I'm playing the fiddle. I tend to not worry about tuning, tone, or timing. And I squeak a little bit more. We're going to do another song, another Brother Act song for you from our new record. Hope you like this whole Blue Sky Boys number called The Sweetest Gift of Mother's Smile. Music here. The old country, you know, the old sound country. That's the stuff I like, that old stuff. Nothing against the new stuff, but nothing like kicking back for me and listening to those old Taylor Swift records. 45, that's what gets me. Anyway, this is a Steve Earle number. It's not that old, but it sounds old. It's called The Other Side of Town.
Oh, when I decide Woke up this morning and the first thing I did
song by Loretta Lynn and Sean Cannon. It's called Dying for Someone to Live For.
I found a way.
We're the Gibson Brothers. Very much. Great week for me and a great afternoon for us here this afternoon. We're going to leave you with a little yoga number to get you down the road. Down the path. There's a road out there. The path. Thank you.
Good to see you. Text your friends. Tell them to come on down here to this fine facility. We're Town Mount, Nashville, North Carolina. You boys ready?
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Philip Barker.
Cheers, everybody. This is a Jesse Langley original called House with No Windows.
Jesse Langley wrote that tune right there. That's the one that goes. And back here on the upright bass, it's a phone and a playing sound, that's for sure. We're thrilled to be here at our first Del Fest, too, y'all. It's so nice to be here. And we're glad to provide a little cloud cover for y'all, too. Thanks for coming to join us. Back here on the upright bass, y'all, originally from Louisa, Kentucky. He's living in Nashville, Tennessee now, and he's played it. Del Fest a few other times with other bands. He's a great musician, folks, and a fine fellow, Mr. Adam Chaffins on the upright bass.
Over here on guitar, singing lead, this is Mr. Robert Greer. Y'all give him a hand one time.
Phil Barker, sing the hell out of this next tune.
It's a little tune about being on the highway and coming around the curb or over the hill and seeing that car on the side of the road with all the extra lights on it, looking back at you, and just the feeling it gives you, whether you've done anything wrong or not. Not that we ever have. This is one called Law Dog.
your seats out there. You're standing room. Good. Featuring this guy on fiddle over here. He wrote this next tune. Gifted young fiddle player for sure. I told you earlier, he's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Bobby Britt, this one called 4 Mile, I'll do it for you. band called Whiskey with Tears, Bobby and Cool. have some special guests about here joining us.
Thank you.
George Jones fans out here. George Jones, baby. And I feel tears welling up deep inside, like my heart's gonna take away. Standing on the shore of rainbow, I may never say, hey, but I think that I'm taking it hard. I'm gonna go on where to go on. I'm living that night all along, and I'm not right down the ball. This is all. I'm not the God bless George Jones. Grab that old album too. A lot of people got a hold of that one. Next thing we're gonna do for you. This is one we were up in Alaska last summer for a couple of weeks, around the summer solstice. And we started out in Nome, Alaska. Y'all have been in Nome? Anybody ever been to Nome? Nome is Nome song. We were up there, man, and looked down your watch and throwing the football outside at like 2:30 in the morning. And after a couple weeks of being up there, Jesse Langley got tired of seeing the stars in the sky at night. And he wrote this tune. This is one called "I Miss the Night."
Folks, just to let you know, we didn't have a chance to set merch up at the merch tent here, but in this corner over here, we do have some merch, some CDs, some
there we go, raise your hands.
Carlos over there. Come on over, see us after. Thanks for being here to support the Town Mountain. We appreciate it.
There's one called "I Miss the Night."
Oh,
It's the song she ever brought. Softest smile has never been. Lord of heart, I sure never know. Did she lift me before or before? I thought I might just stop where I stood. Could not turn to watch her go.
They got burgers and a bucket, living in their wine. And that's when
Phil Barker on the mandolin. Adam Jenkins on the upright bass. My name is Robert Greer. This is Jesse Langley on the five-string banjo. Y'all, we're time out from Asheville, North Carolina. Thank you very much for coming to the rest of your festival. Thank y'all so much.
above my head. store. Thank you. Thank you. guitar straight from St. Louis, Missouri. We have Mr. Zach White, and he is a guitar picking songwriter extraordinaire.
Here's a cowboy song, if you don't love those. That's one I wrote a while back. These guys maybe fun to sing again.
Just a lonely cowboy here on the Texas plain, looking down in Abilene, think of every day. Got 150 longhorn under my care. Been a week since I've had a drink and a month to wash my hair. But the sun is a shining. The whip and a wild pond round and boot along my way. Sometimes I don't want to be here, sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't know my desire, just want something new.
Yeah. Let's keep following Jesus. Just got
Mr. Justin Hildner over here on the banjo. Y'all in here and sing one? What you got for him, Justin?
This one's called Tuning. It started solo, as you can tell. Very avant-garde like that. No, but actually we're going to play a tune that's like probably my favorite bluegrass tune. Modern bluegrass hit, if you will, to sing. This one's called Carolina in the Pines. If you know it, please sing along.
The fields are burning,
he usually plays behind Mr. Brian Sutton, and we are very happy that he has decided to tag along with us on this trip. And doesn't this song have some audience participation in it, Casey? Y'all, this is Mr. Casey Campbell.
For you. A little bit of dancing, a little bit of singing, a little bit of toe tapping. Thank you.
isn't. It has yet to be released, but we have it here with us today. All right. And this is a cut we have off of it. We're going to be hanging out over there. You want to come and shake howdy, and you want to hug your neck. So if you'd like to come say hey, we'll be hanging out over there afterwards. We're going to be at the Potomac stage tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you're up bright and early, not too hungover, right?
If I was a sinner,
too. I'm from Kentucky. So is Maggie from the Paducah area. We're all living in Nashville right now, but sometimes I get homesick. And this is a tune I wrote about Kentucky when I was homesick. It's called By All the Roads.
Straight to the merch stand right after here, so come shake and howdy. both signed CDs, body cards, you know.
Not anything too crazy. Miss Maggie Estes-Pont, Zach Watt, Justin Hilton, Casey Campbell, we are the Vicky Vaughn Band. Find us on Facebook, VickyVaughnBand.com, or tomorrow at the Summit Stage.
Yeah.